Hey friend, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and today I just want to let somebody know that do not allow these nerds, and ain't nothing wrong with a nerd because nerds be sexy and they got money, but I'm talking about these lame ass, broke ass, no job ass, couldn't get a girl if their life depended on fucking narcissistic ass, rape vibe ass men that get on the internet with their male pattern bald head talking that shit about women, but then they're trying to get women, confused, really want to be with men, but too afraid to say it and share it. So they get on the internet and bash women, thinking that they can degrade them and make them feel bad about themselves so that they can get themselves some sympathy sex. Be aware of these type of lame ass dudes that get on the internet and make podcasts claiming that they know women and know what women are all about, as if they ever had an opportunity to get women. Because let me tell you, these men are trash. They're not high value men, because if they were, they would not have time to sit on the internet and degrade women. Men with money don't be on the internet like that. Men with money know not to speak negatively or illly on women. Like, come on now. These are broke, lame ass losers. Bitch ass, bum ass, dumb ass, little crumb ass. Just like they money, they got little dick syndrome, giving very, very, very little dick, baby dick, shrimp dick, small hot dog energy, okay? Because no man with big dick energy has these problems that these men are having. So you got little dick, you're short, and you got a bald head, and you're not even 35, sir? And y'all got a following of other unattractive, bummy ass dudes. Like, the problem with these dudes is they're trying to date outside of their league. You make, I ain't gonna even say a rate because I don't want to offend anybody. Okay, so you make, you know, not even a living wage, right? So you're technically in poverty. You look regular, that's fine. You're trying to get you a bad bitch that, you know, like her hair done, her nails done, her makeup done, had this type of purse, had, you know, like to dress, like to drive this type of car, like to go on vacations. You want that girl, but you can't get her because you cannot afford her. You don't have enough resources to get in her presence. Not to say she's all about money, but the life that she wants to live and the life that she leads, she does that on her own. She pays for that maintenance on her own. But if you're going to be with her, you have to maintain her, right? You're not able to maintain her, so you're saying she's all about money, because any man with money knows that he wants his woman to look nice, and he knows that it comes with maintenance fees. So you're mad and saying women are all about money because you don't have any, or talking about, oh, she want to take 50-50, she want half of what I got. Sir, you make $40,000 a year. So $20,000 is what? Women are all about money. What? She's going to get half of your $15 an hour? Like, what is she going to get? I know it makes you feel good. I know it makes you feel good. Like somebody I can relate to. But these are not the type of men that you want to listen to. Coming from a woman, these men look lame as fuck. And guess what? They're getting rich off of these podcasts, and they're getting money, and then they can go and get the girl who they really want off of selling y'all bullshit and y'all buying it because y'all working off emotions. Go for the girl that's in your league, okay? If you work at McDonald's, date somebody who work at McDonald's, Wendy's, Taco Bell. Don't expect, if you work at McDonald's, which nothing is wrong with that, don't expect you to have some woman that's working in corporate America. It could happen. It could happen. Maybe this is a job, your in-between job, whatever. It's cool. But don't expect that you working in McDonald's, what are you going to have in common with a woman that's working in corporate America? And vice versa, a woman that's working at Wendy's, which nothing's wrong with that. Don't think that somebody who's working in corporate America is going to take you serious. It works both ways. It works both ways. There's like, just stop listening to these dudes. They lame as fuck. They don't get girls. They never got girls. They not even 30 and they got a bald spot. That just tells you that they've been fucking stressing. And they're raised by single mothers. They did not know their dads. And if they did know their dad was piss poor, a piss poor ass dad. His physical presence was there. And that's about it. He did not teach him or instill anything in him. Women are not supposed to work. I don't care what anybody says. Yes, we fought for equal rights and we wanted to work because that was something that was kept from us. But we got played. Women are not supposed to work. So if a woman does work, that's a bonus. That's a benefit to you to help you out. Right. But women are not supposed to work. We're supposed to take care of our children. We're not supposed to have children and let strangers raise them, meaning the daycare or nannies. They sold us the workforce so that they can have more people working, more people paying taxes. And people on these podcasts and the media pushes being single because being single is marketable. Because when you're single, that means more people are buying houses. Instead of being together and buying one house, now you got two people single buying houses. You got two people buying refrigerators, stoves, couches to furnish their home. Two people paying electric bill, gas bill, light bill. Two people putting gas in their vehicles. So being single and selling single is marketable for these big companies because it makes them more money. Do not allow them to play on your emotions. Date within your tax bracket. Date someone who is like you. I know opposites do attract, but date someone like yourself. Stop trying to go for the girl that you want to brag about that you have, but you can't really help maintain her. You don't add value to her. And I mean, let's say you make $30,000. Your partner makes $30,000 because y'all on the same, you know, wavelength. Together, y'all make $60,000. Come on now. Stop playing. Stop trying to go for the girl that you see on Instagram with the big this, the big that, the big this and the big that. Go for the girl that you can get right now. Period. Stop listening to these lame ass dudes with these podcasts because they lying to y'all. They playing off your emotions and they getting rich and they're going behind closed doors and they're living the life that you wish you could live. Not because they're cute, they're sexy, they're smart. No, because now they have money. Period. Again, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks. Thanks for listening.